Why is single-use plastic so damaging?
Okay, well, single-use plastic is, I mean, plastic is a very useful material, but we use over half of it now for single-use or disposable items. So that's that packaging, the bags, straws, coffee cups, water bottles, etc., that we just use for a few minutes and throw away. And it's a material which is designed to last forever. It's all recyclable, technically, but our recycling rates are very low, and unfortunately, it has devastating impacts on our wildlife if accidentally ends up in the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell us about some of the single-use plastics that we feel we really need when in fact we actually could just replace them with something else?
Yeah, a good question. And it's good to remember that we actually could, and we did used to live without them. So the kind of single-use plastics that we're talking about that people can easily tackle is the items we've got alternatives for. So that's the reusable shopping bags or coffee cups or water bottles, and they all are reusable, and actually most of us have them, but they're not reusable if we've left them at home under the kitchen sink, behind the door, in the boot of the car. We need to start forming new habits and remember to take them with us.
Yeah, it's definitely a full-on societal kind of habit that we need to get in, that's for sure. I know that since I work at Liquorland part-time, we go through so much plastic just through all the, whatever it's called, the cases and the pallets of beer and wine that we get through, all the plastic that's used to protect that. So I definitely see it firsthand how much we go through. What are some of the properties of plastic that make it more effective material for everyday products over the more sustainable materials like glass, for instance?
I mean, I think the reason it has become so popular is that it's lightweight, it is very cheap to produce, it's durable, and by adding different additives and chemicals, it can be take on different properties, such as being durable or soft, or so it can become take on a number of different properties, from that kind of flexible plastics to the cling wrap type things. But those same properties which make it so useful are all the same properties that make it such a problem when it ends up in the environment. You know, the fact it's lightweight, it's easy to blow away. So the plastic bags, you know, the littering rates are quite extraordinary. And it's not all intentional littering. What happens is, because it is so lightweight, it's easy to escape from our waste management systems. And when it gets into the environment, it breaks up into smaller and smaller pieces. It doesn't break down like organic material. And the way that we use it is a very linear system. It's even the plastic which is recycled, it's more downcycled because you get one more use. So I think it's about using it wisely, reducing our use, and when we do use it, we need to make sure it's recycled and used continuously, not just once more.
Yeah, absolutely. I have heard of these massive, almost monsters of plastic right out in the ocean, because the plastic bags kind of mold together because of the salt water and the sun. They just become these massive objects for sea life to kind of interpret as food or those kind of things. Is there a possibility that we can transition out of making these much needed products from plastic to more sustainable materials, so we don't have that problem anymore?
Yeah, look. I mean, everything that we produce, you know, it has an impact. So whereas, you know, some types of packaging, like if you're talking about paper bags versus plastic bags, they're obviously, if they end up as litter, they're not going to have the same impact. But having said that, there's a lot of resources which go into making those items, and that's why at Plastic Free July we really focus on the reusable. So that's resources that are and materials that are made once, like the reusable shopping bags, and then we use and use and reuse them many, many times. And the more we can reduce our consumption in the first place, the bigger an impact we're going to have.
Are there single-use plastics that everyday people, which usually which actually must remain as plastics, so things that that we take for granted all the time that we singly use, but they actually have to stay as plastic things?
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly uses, say, when it comes to our healthcare system, and when you're looking at medical care, like it's the IV bag and medications. You know, there's a lot of uses in that system where the plastics are really important. But having said that, I know we've talked to a few different hospitals, and you know, whilst maybe in some of the treatment side of things, they're not going to be able to avoid plastic there. They can in terms of the food packaging, and there's other things that they can look at in those businesses to reduce single-use plastic.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess as a final question, you are a part of Plastic Free July. Can you tell us a little bit about what exactly the premise of Plastic Free July is?
So Plastic Free July is a challenge just to raise awareness of how much single-use plastic there is in our lives and encourage people to take some small steps in their own daily lives to refuse it. So it's not all plastic, it's just those single-use plastic. People can sign up on our website for a day, a week or a month. So many people are aware of this, you know, want to be part of this war on waste and stop this plastic pollution. And by being part of the movement, it gives people an opportunity to do something in a supported way so that you're not alone. And we help people with finding alternatives and encourage them on their journey.